One near Evans Mill, another one at Panola. Still clearing a wreck off Panola at I-20. South side just got worse. Wreck 75 north at Jonesboro Road, and they're still clearing the wreck 75 north on that ramp to 285 westbound. It's all brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Crash Park for the Don Miller Morning Show on New Rock and 90s Alternative 99X.
For the last couple of weeks, we've asked our good listeners to participate in the 99X Don Miller Morning Show Ball Bus to record a 30-second or 60-second song making fun of someone on the show, something about the show, anything. But the idea was to be cruel and to be funny. Well, we've sorted through all of them, and we've got it down to a final 12. We'll go through all those for you this morning. Also, play the winner for you. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Wally, you got a kind of Woodward and Bernstein-like deep throat call last night. Now, tell me everything that happened, because I'm a little nervous about this.
All right, I get a call at 7 o'clock last night looking for a specific music bed that I had created earlier. So they're like, okay, fine.
So they're a thief.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, here's where this is. So they use this music bed to create an entry for the ball bus. This is kind of an unofficial entry. You and Jimmy will definitely have a take on this. When you play it, don't stop it because you recognize the song. It's not what you think it's going to be.
Okay, and this is someone at the station who did this?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, and nobody that you want to divulge at this point?
Not right now, no. It'll be obvious.
Okay.
Jimmy, a little nervous. Are you nervous? I'm a little nervous.
I don't know. I don't know where to expect these arrows to come flying from.
If it's someone from the station, I would tread lightly.
Yeah, it's someone from the station. You got some big balls.
Yeah, you do.
Because we got 2 hours and 50 minutes.
I know. We got a lot more than that.
All right.
It was last night. This might be Crash. Let's see.
Crap than I deserve. This is my chance to be heard. I'm not a gold digger, that's for sure. I could have married a Jewish lawyer. At 31, I'm in my sexual prime. He's 22 years past his time. Miss Meat's boyfriend, William, can call me anytime.
What?
Telling lies, marital demise. Does everyone at work need to know my bra size? I mean, seriously, does anyone care? Cause his gums start flapping. This Jaffy thinks I'm just yapping.
Jaffy's leaving.
Can't tell a 5-minute story in under 2 hours. You work weird hours from 4 to 3 and never have time to think about me. Scream all day, make fun of JD. Rather be out with booze as McGillicuddy. Make a havoc, booze, and I break the bed. What about your six potato head? Kevin Smith's your man, but sure as a girl can.
Where's my ring,
stupid coy man? You have no material without us! Shut up!
Did you come in here and cut that with them?
No, I did not. That is the lovely Lisa Barrett and Stephanie.
And I'll tell you what disappoints me is that I was listening to that and Lisa had about 55 seconds of the 59 seconds worth of complaints. You know, Stephanie threw in a couple barbs. My wife had a whole lot of stuff.
Can I hear that again?
Andy West, our imaging director, actually sat in here and did it with him. And
he could waste his time some more. I mean, what did he waste his poor guy's time?
But guess what? We need some more imaging on the show. Hey, how about we could use a couple fresh sweepers?
Oh, this is so funny.
You want to spend extra time in the studio,
Andy. They sat down and wrote this, I'm sure, together. Now that I know who it is, I got to hear this
again. I couldn't get a hold of my wife for like 2 hours last night, and then she said she was out with Stephanie.
This is how I couldn't get, she said that she was getting her feet manicured. This is why she couldn't pick me up dinner on the way home. Yeah, good. You should have been picking me up dinner, woman.
All right.
With those big ass feet.
I want to, all right.
And why don't you just repeat what I make fun of myself about, you unoriginal woman?
What's funny is Annie was like, yeah, I got to see another side of their wives and girlfriend.
I'm not married.
Yeah, and girlfriend. Yeah. And it was funny. He's like, man, they complain about the same thing and bust their balls about the same thing everybody else does in reference to you guys. Like not being able to tell a story fast for Jimmy and the potato head stuff. But he said it was an interesting couple hours.
I'll tell you, couple hours.
A couple hours of Dandy West's time?
It took a little time for him.
Oh my
God. For 59 seconds worth of
it was well worth it.
I mean, it's worth their time because they got nothing going on. But Andy West should be making promos for the show.
See, now that my wife has got her new house, now the truth is all coming out. I'm getting no support. Every Monday morning, I come home after the show and I hear about how much the you know, the Dave St. Dave bit sucks, okay? And I said to her, oh, really? I thought, you know, Wally calling in as Joey, I thought that was kind of funny. She said, no, that, yeah, Wally was really funny. And I said, and then, like, Toucher doing Tyrone, and I thought that. She said, no, Toucher was really funny. And Leslie being, you know, the girl, she said, oh, Leslie was great. I'm like, well, what sucked? She said, you weren't very good. My wife. And then, like,
the irony is you actually do that very well.
Yeah. And then she won't, she will no longer come to one of my softball games because she says it's boring, but she loves going to the, she loves going to the Shadoobie game. She said, oh, those are much more fun.
All right, here's the song again. Let's listen to it one more time, and then we'll get to the fat kid stand up fat. This is Lisa Barron and my girlfriend Stephanie basically repeating things because they're unoriginal that we make fun of ourselves about. Here you go. And wasting our imaging director's time.
Crap than I deserve. This is my chance to be heard. I'm not a gold digger, that's for sure. I could have married a Jewish lawyer. At 31, I'm in my sexual prime. He's 22 years past his time. Miss Meat's boyfriend, William, can call me anytime.
What?
Telling lies, marriage and demise. Does everyone at work need to know my bra size? I mean, seriously, does anyone care? Cause his gums start flapping. This Jaffy thing's not just yapping.
Jaffy's leaving.
Can't tell a 5-minute story in under 2 hours. I work weird hours from 4 to 3 and never have time to think about me. Scream all day, make fun of JB. Rather be out with boobs, McGillicuddy. Make a havoc, boobs, and I break the bed. What about your sick potato head? Kevin Smith's your man, but Jersey girl can. Win my ring, super coy man. You have no material without us. Shut up!
It's not
I
bad.
Love that.
Production-wise, it's not bad.
Yeah,
and the rap is pretty good.
Oh, come on. It's funny.
But who was saying about making fun of the bra size? Was that Lisa?
That was Lisa. I don't think Stephanie comes in until...
And that's Lisa's after the second little... And the music starts again.
So Lisa goes, I'd rather hang out with Boobs McGillicuddy.
No, that was Stephanie saying that you would rather hang out with Boobs McGillicuddy than her.
That's true.
They said that. Yeah.
That's totally true. I've never said anything
about
Lisa's
bra. Yeah, you talked about her having a big natural rack.
She does.
She
loves that.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, whatever.
All right, well, there you go.
Good job, girls.
All right, there you have it. Well, when we come back from Temple of the Dog, we will have Fat Kid. He went out as Yucks McGillicuddy to the punchline and had some stand-up for the people. We'll talk about that. Don Miller Morning Show, 99X.